Hello, beautiful people. It's another Monday, and you know the drill. When it's Monday, you're in for a treat. And so you're in for a treat for our third episode of Before Seeing the Doctor with me, Deb Ronin. If you missed the previous episodes, here's a quick recap. So we talked about how your food is being converted and broken down by your digestive system so that the immune cells won't recognize it as foreign body, because truth be told, it's actually foreign because it came from outside, right? And when this process has been disrupted, that's how your own body is reacting to the food, causing you the inflammation and food sensitivity, something that wasn't initially planned or designed to do so. Then we talked about the chronic fatigue that people face recently and unknowingly due to the chronic or prolonged or untreated inflammation, and then they're constantly tired. I've explained in details. You may scroll down and learn more. If you're new to this podcast, let me introduce myself. I am a health coach and a medical student. What I do is to explain to you how your body works in the simple terms so that you can learn and understand better and be inspired to choose health lifestyle every day. On this episode, you're going to learn that your digestive tract is full of billions of microorganisms like bacteria and yeast, who do fantastic job for us, but in certain circumstances, they can cause you some discomfort like bad breath, upset stomach, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, and the list goes on. These are the symptoms that we tend to overlook, but what if I told you that we can fix that without having you booking an appointment to your doctor, take some time off your job, burn some fuel, and then pay for the test and buy some drugs? Instead, you could just listen to this episode and become your own help and a help to the people around you. Tune in and explore with me. So, to begin with, what's the digestive tract? Digestive tract is simply a long hollow tube that runs from your mouth to your anus. That's where your food goes through to be broken down from larger molecules to smaller molecules that your body can easily absorb it as nutrients that gives you energy, gives you muscles, gives you power to fight against infection, and so many other things that you need in day-to-day activities or day-to-day life. And it's called a digestive system because it comprises of different organs like mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine. And throughout this process, there's some other organs who help secreting some secretions that help the digestive system, like your liver, pancreas, and the gallbladder. In case you didn't know, the surface area of a whole digestive tract is around 300 square meters, and that's around about surface area of a tennis court, and that's huge, right? So that's how big the digestive system or the digestive tract is squeezed into your body. And amongst other things that runs through it, we have a microbiome. Is like a small organization of microorganisms that live in there together, and they also help digesting the food, breaking down the food. But it can happen that this microorganism society that they can be out of balance. In normal circumstances, they're supposed to be in balance, but once the disbalance happens, this condition is called dysbiosis, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Dysbiosis is a disbalance between the good and the bad bacteria, and the causes to this can be antibiotics. So if you were using antibiotic doses, you wipe out all the bacteria, so you change the balance of the microorganism. Another cause could be diet. There are certain foods that once you eat, you tend to overgrow a certain kind of bacteria and changing the balance. For example, sugar. Sugar feeds the yeast. Other reasons could be hygiene, can be pollutants, can be virus, stress, and other reasons can be included in it as well. That's where you start having the bad breath, upset stomach, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, bloating, and even so many other symptoms like rashes on your face, could be vaginal or rectal itching, and yeah, so many other symptoms that can come under this condition. So when you have dysbiosis, you just understand that there is a disbalance. So a quick fix for this is what? To bring back the balance. And how can you bring back the balance? First, I would recommend supplements. So I don't know if you've heard, but there's something called probiotics and prebiotics. Probiotics, these replace the good bacteria. So when you have no more good bacteria or less good bacteria, then you need the probiotics. And prebiotics, this is like food, something that feeds the good bacteria. So you need to feed them. You know, these bacteria are not just helping us, we are also helping them. They also need to survive. They also need to be there. They shouldn't die. We have to help them not to die. So to nourish the good bacteria so that they are never overpowered by the bad bacteria, you give them the prebiotics. For probiotics, there are things you can look out for as you're buying them in the shops. Things like lactobacillus or bifidobacteria. I'm sorry if I'm not correctly pronouncing it. And then the prebiotics, you can eat food with fiber like fruits and whole grains. It helps feeding the good bacteria. When it comes to food, you might want to start having fermented foods. Yeah, you want to have the anti-inflammatory foods, yogurts, kefir, green tea, garlics, cucumber pickles, kimchi, olive, the vinegars. And then third, you might want to change or improve your lifestyle by reducing stress, having better sleep, and exercising more. All this should help you to restore your good bacteria or to restore the balance of the bacteria or microbiome in your gut. When you have a balance, then you have a healthy gut. And when you have a healthy gut, it means you're benefiting from everything you're eating. Everything has been broken down nicely and your body is getting all the nutrients it deserves from the food you ate. And then you get rid of these discomfort like we mentioned earlier. I hope this is helpful to you. And if you have any question, you can leave a comment below and we can discuss and talk about your condition or your friend's condition, your parents' condition, and we can try and see, depending on what part of the world you're in, I could recommend certain kind of foods that are related to your culture so you don't feel like foreign, so you can still have something that you're already familiar with and something you already enjoy to constantly restore your microbiome to have a healthy gut. Thank you for listening. Bye. See you again next Monday.